Hey, 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 welcome to the Spirited Podcast. I'm your host, Anita Barfoot-Berg, and I am a spiritual, holistic wellness, body, mind, and spirit coach. I love to hold sacred space, to be that quiet space where you can tune in to the wisdom that is within you. You see, the thing is, you guys, we all have our own answers. We just typically don't get quiet enough or know how to access what we know is true for us. And so that is what I do for my clients. I hold sacred space and help them to align with well-being in all areas of their life, overflowing abundance. And I love what I get to do. So let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to episode 16 of the Spirited Podcast. Living a spirited life is living deliberately to me. It is that realization that we get to do or be or have anything we want. And it is aligning with that. You see, you guys, we're vibrational beings. We're vibrational beings. Yeah, we got a physical body, but it's because this spirit part of us has got its attention focused into this physical experience through this vehicle that is our body. And we're still both, you guys, but we forget about the spirit part of us. We forget that we're vibrational beings. We forget that we live in a vibrational universe. And when you put that together for yourself and you tune into this internal GPS that is your emotional system, you will begin to discover how easy it is to indeed get what you want. Do you believe me? You know what? I didn't believe it either, you guys. I'm 58 years old. I've spent the good portion of my life seeking, diving into spiritual teachings, looking for original teachings, looking for the thread that ran through the original teachings. I spent time with the old ones. I spent time in ceremony, all, you know, really ultimately looking for that quiet place within, looking to access what I knew to be true. You know, it's so funny when we access a realization that we just simply know is true. We feel it. We feel it, you guys. The vibration of it feels like truth to us. That's what I'm talking about. It's like we have that knowing. You're about to make a decision and you just have a knowing this is the right decision for you. It's not really even about a decision. It's simply, this is what I'm going to do. And it feels good. You know that it's right. You're pulled to it as opposed to pushing and making it happen kind of a life. Did that too, you guys. That pushing and making, it just creates a whirlwind of frustration and not enoughness and when is this going to happen-ness, and it's not fun. You know, when I think back at my life, this knowing, I knew that the way the majority of the world lived was not my way. And yet, I spent, you know, a good chunk of time trying to figure out how to fit into whatever this was. And every time I did, something inside of me stirred and said, you are going in the wrong direction, Anita. That's not your way. You're here to be an example of and to show people that they're unique. Everybody has a uniqueness. You get to just be who you are. And, you know, with that, I've always been intrigued by nature and how nature just simply takes care of itself. It's overflowing abundance. It's give and take. It's for an action. There's a reaction. I've spent a lot of time sitting in nature and watching the animals and watching the innate wisdom that they have to share. And in doing that, it tuned me into my own. And as I tune into my own, it's absolutely true. The way of the world is not my way. I'm not about struggle and striving. I've tried to fit into that box, but it never felt good. And quite honestly, it never got me anywhere. When I just do what feels good to me, what I'm inspired to do, what vibrationally feels good to me, like it just seems like everything falls into place to me and everything that I want flows easily and effortlessly to me. And then there's this thing about, you know, deciding what we want and then allowing that to unfold. You know, many years ago, I made an offer and a commitment to my parents that, you know, if things got to be too much on your own, I got you. We'll figure it out together. They both shared with me they didn't want to go to a nursing home, and I respect that. I've worked in nursing homes, and quite honestly, they're not nice places to be. Some people can manage there, and some people that work there really truly have the best hearts in the whole world because they're so giving and they're so kind. But it's not like being with family, you guys. It's not like, you know, having that community where there's grandparents and parents and children and grandchildren, that community that we are as a family unit. So I made this commitment to them many, many years ago, and they were still in good health. And as time went on, mom got diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's, and dad had some trouble with his lungs. And, you know, eventually life just got to be too hard to manage taking out the garbage and getting the mail and getting groceries and my dad taking care of my mom's needs, which was washing her up every single morning and making all the meals and doing all the things. And, you know, I would just gently remind my dad, like, I'm here. If it's too much, I got you. We'll figure it out. I'd take mom for a week to give him a break. And then it got to the point where it felt uncomfortable not to have her. It felt overwhelming to be in the situation of care 24/7. And it got to the point where without it, he didn't know who he was anymore because that's all he'd known for so many years. And eventually, a medical condition set in and he called uncle. And they lived with me for 2 years. And you know, I had said to my mom, like, mom, you got to stay healthy enough so that I can keep you at home. I know you don't want to go to a nursing home and I don't want you to go to a nursing home. And so you got to stay healthy enough that I am able to care for you, that I can meet your needs here. And it was so interesting to me that that is just a desire that I put out there that I knew was also in alignment with what she wanted. And when I look back 5-6 years to when my mom passed earlier this year, she was in better health now or prior to her death than she was 6 years ago. And that's crazy to me that physically in many ways she got better. Now, with that said, remember I'm holistic, and so we were eating foods that were in alignment with well-being. And I'm not talking about strict diets, and I'm not talking about any specific diet. I'm talking about whole foods. I'm talking about water. I'm talking about just the basic things. And, you know, also the enjoyment of them. My mom laughed more in this last year than I've heard her laugh in the last 10 years. That joyful spiritness, when we live in alignment with that joy, you guys, Our life just feels better. We feel better. We're more in alignment with this stream of well-being that really is our innateness. Well-being is innate. It's given to us. If we're not in wellness, it's because we're in resistance to that stream. It's because we're resisting. The same way that when you launch a desire and there's something you want, and you get into this making and struggling and striving and the how of how to bring that about, we kind of like bump up against a wall, and we just keep repeatedly hitting that wall. Yeah, sure, maybe we'll make a couple steps and feel like we're making progress, but mostly we're just circling and not getting anywhere. Like, do you guys see that for yourselves? Because I certainly have seen that in my life. And on the other hand, when I just kind of lay back and, you know, spend more time thinking about what I want, not even thinking about what I want, but more feeling into what's moving me, what feels inspirational, what is inspiration moving me to, and then spending a lot of my time just doing what lights me up, it's like the pieces of that desire fall into place effortlessly, you guys, effortlessly. And then there's the whole belief thing, right? Like, we get beliefs like, oh, we have to work hard and money's the root of all evil and pull your boots up and get out there and fight for what you want. Like, all these things that I grew up with in the back of my mind, these voices that people had shared with me, their beliefs, which, you know, in hindsight, it's like, well, where did you get that from? Where did you start believing that? And so in my 20s, it became a kind of an unraveling of all this stuff that, you know, the first 20 years of my life were about, you know, learning respect and values and morals and those kind of things. And it was a lot of play, and it was learning responsibility, and it was seeing how the world functions. Well, in my 20s, I began to unravel that. I began to listen to this calling of my spirit to something more. And honestly, that started much younger. You know, in my teens, I started to question things. And so then my 30s, it's like I have family and I have responsibility and I become the church lady and I'm teaching Bible study and I'm, you know, doing all these things because I'm looking for God outside of myself, of course, not realizing that it is who I am. That energy that creates world is what I am made out of. It is what my spirit is. And so then I moved over and I really started to study with some Native American teachers, and I started to do ceremonies and learn about sacred things. And again, looking for that thread that runs through all cultures, because to me, there was truth there. I wanted to get underneath all the doctrine and all the noise and all the rules and all the have-tos, and I wanted to see what was left. And in that, what was left, I found wisdom. I found what felt true. And, you know, my 40s, I quit a corporate job. I went and hiked the Rockies. I spent a good decade wandering and redefining myself, which that's kind of funny because it's not a redefining. It's actually a re-remembering of who I really am. What is my uniqueness? What is it that I want to offer to the world? That kind of peace. And I always knew, even when I was young, like I remember telling my friends in my late 20s and early 30s, like when I get around 50 and hit those wisdom years, that's when my life is really going to take off. And truly, that has held true. Now, was that a knowing? I think so. I just simply knew that by then I would kind of figure it out and realize that I didn't have to fit in and that I didn't have to prove or justify what I wanted or what I was doing or what I was thinking. I don't have to prove it or justify it because it's simply my way. Now, you know, my intention always is to leave people uplifted inspired and better than when I found them, or the same. Like, never to minimize people, never to hurt people. Now, it is my desire to wake people up. Not even my desire, it just simply is what I do, that as I sit with people and I listen to them, it's like this wisdom, this voice of wisdom, my intuition tunes into their intuition, and I can see really clearly where they're limiting themselves by the things they're saying or thinking or believing that aren't really true for them, that they've just kind of adapted that belief and become it, and it's never really fit. So it's like, again, it's like hitting that wall because they're in that beingness of what doesn't feel good to them, and you just can't get there from here. And so I may help them to see this thing that is in their way, and that might get uncomfortable. You know, I'm probably way better at it than I used to be, because many years ago I just blurt out the obvious, and that wasn't always received well. Now, oftentimes after they sat with that, they got it, but there was that initial shock and that initial, ooh, that doesn't feel good kind of a thing. And now I go about my work in a more gentler way. I feel my way into it. And so it just simply feels better to be gentle, to be in that gentleness, to tune into love. And sometimes it is saying things that people don't want to hear. And sometimes it's just simply being in space with people. And sometimes it's laying out of hands and giving them that access to well-being through healing avenues. So there's just so much, you guys, that now seems so simple to me and is really so powerful. And this piece of acknowledging that we're vibrational beings living in a vibrational universe is a key piece to creating effortlessly and deliberately and aligning with what you want. Because the truth is, you really do get to do, be, or have anything you want. And the only thing stopping you is you believing that you can or can't have that. It's the only thing ultimately, but it is, again, it's a vibrational thing, that belief, that alignment, vibrational alignment with the thing you want. So let's say you want a house or a car. You have to be in a vibrational place of allowing that to come to you. It is that simple. There's, you know, ways of being in that, but ultimately that is what it is, no matter whether it's clients or a new job or house or $1 million or whatever it is. When you think about that thing that you want, tune into your body and just do a check-in. How do I feel when I think about that? And if you feel resistance or contraction, that's vibrational discord as opposed to vibrational alignment. Now, if you think about it and you feel excited and you know that it's on the way, and you know that you can have it, and things are always working out for you, that's vibrational alignment. Pretty cool, huh, you guys? So I hope that your Thanksgiving or long weekend, if you celebrate that, was well for you. It certainly looks different in 2020. It did for us. Really got in my head on Thanksgiving Day. I was not okay with the way things were. I missed my kids. I missed celebrating with family. It was just my husband and I, and then we delivered some plates around. It also happened to be the 7 months to date that my mom passed, and I just really missed my parents, and I spent some time feeling funky and feeling sorry for myself, and pissed off that COVID's happening, and pissed off that, you know, we're living in fear and that we're getting further and further away from contact with each other, and just the illusion of everything that's going on. And that's coming from somebody who's had COVID twice, you guys. You know, I get that everybody experiences that different, the people who are experiencing it. But here's the bottom line, you guys, you know, watching my mom transition for 16 days, not eating for 12 days, you don't die before your time. You do not die before your time. And, you know, we don't understand it all. It's kind of a mystery to us. But the truth is the moment we're born, we're on our way to leaving this physical plane. And I guess what's true for me is this question of, am I really living while I'm here? Am I doing what I'm here to do? Am I learning? Am I growing? Am I becoming? Am I allowing love to live through me ultimately? Love being this energy that creates worlds, God, source, the universe. It is all that. Am I being that? Am I kind and generous? And do I care about how I feel? And am I doing what lights me up? And am I doing what's never been done? I'm not interested in playing a small game here. And like most of you, I ebb and flow, and I have moments where contrast and what I'm experiencing doesn't feel good. I'm also realizing that in those moments, it's okay to just kind of feel my way through that. It's a temporary experience. I don't have to get stuck in it. It's okay that whatever I'm experiencing, it's real for me in that moment. And it really is just my thinking that is creating what I'm feeling. And so when I got intentional and shifted my attention to, you know, how many great experiences I had with my parents and how blessed I feel that I could help them throughout their life as much as they helped me, which was plenty, and to allow their last days here to be the best that I could offer. That felt really good to me. And you know, I can say I miss them, but the truth is they're always with me. They didn't go anywhere. It's just not a physical experience in the way that it was, but I feel them and I talk to them and I remember them. And in that remembering, I keep their legacy alive. And I like that. I like, you know, some of the elder cultures that I've worked with, they really remember their ancestors. They remember them. They keep their memory alive by revisiting that. And I love that about the, you know, not forgetting. And I think as long as I'm remembering them and thinking about them, they continue to be with me, because that's what it feels like to me. So I think we're going to wrap it up, you guys. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for joining me. I'd love to hear your takeaways. Feel free to email me at Anita, A-N-I-T-A, @heartsecho.com. I'm always up for a conversation. Until next time, you guys, be well. Hey, thanks for listening to the Spirited Podcast. I sure appreciate you guys being here. I would love to hear your takeaways. You know, this living a spirited life, you guys, it feels good. It's my sharing with you, reminding you that you are a unique and special being. You're not here to fit in. And you certainly get to be, do, or have anything you desire. I want you to know that I believe in you, and I am here if you want more. Much love.